From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Green. Green County legislators voted September 19th for a $39 million bond to partially pay for the most expensive project in county history, a new Green County jail. The current jail is in Catskill, but was closed earlier in the year because the building is dangerously in disrepair. The plan is to build a new facility in Coxsackie. Catskill's legislative team split on the bond vote, with Linda Overbaugh and Matt Lavera voting to move the facility out of Catskill, and Michael Bulich and Kevin Lennon voting against the measure. Also voting for the measure were Cairo's William B. Lawrence and Harry A. Lennon, Hunter's Larry Gardner, Greenville's Kevin Lewis, Athens' Lee Palmatier, New Baltimore's Patrick S. Linger, and Coxsackie's Thomas M. Hobart and Charles A. Martinez. Windham's Lori Torgensen and Durham's Adrian O'Connor Jr. were the other no votes. The legislature had previously been considering a much cheaper proposal to share a facility with Columbia County. You can hear an excerpt from the vote on the WGXC Newsroom website, wgxc.org/newsroom. Sarah Tofton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The demolition of four buildings on Route 23B in Leeds, across from Anthony's Banquet Hall, and is expected to be finished before the end of the week. Green County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the 65-acre site had five buildings. The IDA purchased the eight lots in January 2017 for development. The cost of the project has been $2.5 million so far, including the $100,000 paid for the demolition work. Van Schack said the plan is to combine the eight lots into one and then subdivide based on the needs of developers. A back portion of the property will continue to be used as a storage area for equipment. Van Schack expects the IDA to market the space to developers over the winter, and more work will take place at the site in the spring. He said, and I quote, "We'll market to multiple sources and uses. Our goal is to bring in something that's good for tourism and generate sales tax," end quote. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said the site's location on Route 23B makes it ideal for attracting visitors from the New York State Thruway. He said, and I quote, "A big hope is that hotel chains will come in. They follow each other. When a Hampton Inn comes, so does a Fairfield Inn. Then they feed off of each other," end quote. The IDA is also working on the development of the nearby Quality Inn site. Groden said demolition of that hotel is expected to begin within the next 30 days. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Former East Greenbush School Superintendent Angela Nagel is suing the school district in federal court, seeking $3.9 million for lost wages and benefits, as well as unspecified damages for pain and suffering. Nagel alleges school board members discriminated against her based on her gender and her pregnancy. Since her contract as superintendent was not renewed in 2016, she has been unable to find employment and is now seeking mental health assistance. Her attorney, Ryan Finn, said during opening arguments in the case September 19th, Nagel's life was, and I quote, "turned upside down," end quote, when, after a difficult pregnancy and the birth of her premature twins, school board members began shunning her and let her go in 2016 after more than a decade of success with the district. Finn told jurors, and I quote, "she's blackballed. The reality is, as it stands right now, her career is over," end quote. School district defense lawyers say they will present a different view, putting Nagel's credibility at the center of the case and calling into question her account of why the district let her go. By her own account, beginning in 2008, Nagel was instrumental in pulling the district out of a long-standing slump. But her status changed in the summer of 2014 when she disclosed she was pregnant with twins and was expecting a difficult birth. She alleges that was when things began to unravel. The trial is expected to run for at least 2 weeks. Read the full story in the Times Union. Operation Unite has announced its annual Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival and Parade reboot will take place September 22nd. The yearly celebration of the diversity and culture of the Upper Hudson Valley was originally scheduled to occur last month, but was canceled due to inclement weather. The Pride and Family Parade steps off from 7th Street Park at 2 p.m., making its way down Warren Street to Henry Hudson Waterfront Park, where the opening remarks will be delivered by Mayor Rick Rector and Operation Unite New York President Greg Mosley at 3:15 p.m. Prizes will be awarded for Best Individual and Group Wakanda or Traditional African-themed Costumes. Family Day events include face painting by Christina Bolt, Youth Games by Operation Unite's Youth in Action, and Colton the Maker will headline the community talent show. The Samba Percussion Ensemble, Rhythmist, led by Felipe H. Byrne, will close out the family activities at 5:30 p.m. In case of rain, all activities will begin at 2 p.m. on September 23rd. Read more on the Operation United Facebook page. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.